Music of the New World, a series of NBC's Inter-American University of the Air, with the NBC Orchestra and Chorus under the direction of Henri Nosco. Tonight, we take up musical folkways of early North America from the Pilgrims to the Pioneers. The Mayflower has been at sea for more than 2 months, battered and shaken by storms. All the fresh provisions are gone. The last bit of firewood's been used, and the west wind carries winter in its teeth. The passengers, more than 100 of them, crowded into the small, leaky ship, are cold, wet, and hungry. At dawn of the 65th day, Captain Christopher Jones smells land in the air. He sends a man aloft to the maintop lookout. Just as the sun begins to rise, comes the cry, "Land ho!" And the appearance of it much comforted us. Especially seeing so goodly a land and wooded to the brink of the sea, it caused us to rejoice together and praise God that had given us once again to see land. In those words, George Morton, one of the Pilgrim Fathers, described their feelings on first seeing the land that was to be their new home. Now an American composer of today tells the story in music as we hear the final part of Paul White's Voyage of the Mayflower. In the concluding portion of Paul White's The Voyage of the Mayflower, you heard the 100th psalm as the pilgrims sang it from the Ainsworth Psalter, which they brought with them to Plymouth. Edward Winslow tells us that many of the congregation were very expert in music. Yet somehow, people have the notion that the first New England settlers hated music. After all, these Plymouth settlers were hearty English yeomen, farmers, artisans, and tradesmen from the shires and cities, and they loved to raise their powerful voices in a good tune. So, along with their muskets, their powder and shot, and their tools, they brought them palm books. And the chorus sings now the fifth psalm from the Ainsworth Psalter, sung by the first pilgrim congregation of New England. We think of the Puritans as forbidding all music except psalm singing, making a musical wilderness out of New England. But let's glance at the diary of Judge Samuel Sewall of Boston, a pillar of Puritan society. December 1st, 1699. Was it Mr. Hiller's to inquire for my wife's virginals? Well, it seems the Sewalls had a virginals, a kind of small harpsichord or spinet in their home. What sort of music did Mrs. Sewall play on it? Well, perhaps a pavane by Richard Allison, a composer whose music was much admired by the Puritans. Or Mrs. Sewall may have played one of the preludes of Orlando Gibbons, another English composer of that period. Thank you. The virginals, which you've just heard played by Suzanne Block, was the polite parlor instrument of the colonial period. But if you went back into the kitchen or on a winter evening or out in the barn after harvesting or to the village green on a summer holiday, you'd hear a different kind of music, the fiddles playing old country dances brought over from England. And the further south you went, the more often you'd hear these old dance tunes such as Sellinger's Round, Strath's Be Real, or Old Mother Oxford. In Virginia especially, these fiddle tunes found a hearty welcome. But they didn't stay there. They were taken westward across the Blue Ridge Mountains by the first pioneers. And as they went, they became a part of America, part of the new land that was stretching its frontiers to the Mississippi. And the old tunes took on new names, American names, like Natchez on the Hill, the Hog-Eyed Man, the War Whoop. Listen now to these three fiddle tunes to which Americans have danced since the settling of Jamestown, as set for orchestra by John Powell. I've just heard Natchez on the Hill, John Powell's setting of three traditional country dance tunes. If you were an early American settler or pioneer, you'd ask someone in your family to sing a ballad, or you'd sing one yourself. If you were in the mood for a historical tragedy, you might call for the Four Marys, which tells the story of Mary Hamilton, lady-in-waiting to Mary, Queen of Scots, who was hanged for an intrigue with Lord Darnley.
Last night there were four Marys. This night there'll be but three. Now Mary Beaton and Mary Seton and Mary Carmichael and me. Last night I dressed Queen Mary and put on her broad silk gown. And all the thanks that I've got this night is to be hanged in Edinburgh town. They'll tie a kerchief round my eyes. They'll no let me see too deep. And they'll never tell my father or mother but that I'm away o'er the sea. Last night there were four Marys. This night there'll be but three. Now Mary Beaton and Mary Seton and Mary Carmichael and me.
That was the ballad of Mary Hamilton, also known as the Four Marys, sung by Andrew Rowan Summers with dulcimer. Like the fiddle tunes, these traditional ballads were brought over from England by the early settlers and have been kept alive by American folk singers to this day. The old ballads cover the whole range of human emotions. Here's one that strikes a note of broad comedy, The Farmer's Cursed Wife.
There was an old man lived under the hill. If he hasn't moved away, he's living there still. Sing high, diddly, diddly, by, diddly, diddly, day. The devil came to his house one day, says, one of your family I'm going to take away. Sing high, diddly, diddly, by, diddly, diddly, day. The old man says, I am undone, for I guess you've come for my oldest son. Sing high, diddly, diddly, by, diddly, diddly, day. It's neither your son nor your daughter I crave, but your old scolding woman I now must have. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. Take her on with the joy of my heart, and the hope to the Lord you never part. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. The devil put her in a sack and threw her up all on his back. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. When the devil got her to the forks of the road, he says, gee, old woman, you're a heck of a load. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. When the devil got her to the gates of hell, he says, poke up the fire, wanna scorch her well. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. In come a little devil, a dragging a chain, she up with the hatchet and split out his brain. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. Another little devil went climbing the wall, says, take her back, daddy, she's a-murdering us all. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. The old man was a-peeping out of the crack and saw the devil come a-wagging her back. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. She found the old man sick in the bed and up with a butter stick and paddled his head. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. The old woman went whistling over the hills. Says the devil won't have me, I wonder who will. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day. And there's one advantage women have over men, they can go to the devil and come back again. Sing high, diddly, diddly, fie, diddly, diddly, day.
That was the ballad of the farmer's cursed wife. Here's another one of those old tunes that moved westward when our country was young. Somewhere along the way, it picked up old Joe Clark, and he's been riding that tune ever since. It's a fine old Mixolydian tune. There's nothing Mixolydian about old Joe Clark, He's just plain American. Probably one of those southern farmers who felt they were being crowded by the big plantations. Thought he could make a better living if he moved out west across the mountains over toward Tennessee and Kentucky. So he became an American pioneer, plain, ordinary old Joe Clark. He and his tune are still around. You'll find them in Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, Ohio, Illinois, in lots of states where old faces and old songs are not forgotten, no matter how many times and how much times have changed since the original Joe Clark first trekked westward. A while ago, a composer from North Carolina by the name of Charles Vardell took a fancy to old Joe Clark, and now, dressed up in new clothes, Joe Clark steps out. Playing of Joe Clark Steps Out, Charles Vardell's modern orchestral version of an old tune from pioneer days, brings to a close this program of Music of the New World. This broadcast was the fourth in a series on folkways and music, and featured music of early America from the Pilgrims to the Pioneers. The soloists on tonight's program were Suzanne Block, virginals player, and Andrew Rowan Summers, folk singer, who accompanied himself on the dulcimer. The NBC orchestra and chorus was under the direction of Henri Nosco. This series is presented by NBC's Inter-American University of the Air, which also brings you the historical series Lands of the Free on Sunday afternoons and the Saturday series on post-war problems For This We Fight. To increase your enjoyment of the music series, we've prepared an attractive and informative handbook as supplementary reading for the broadcasts. To get your copy of this handbook, send 25 cents in coin to cover cost of printing and mailing to Music of the New World, National Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Ask for Handbook Volume 3, Music of the New World. Handbooks and scripts for Music of the New World are written by Gilbert Chase. This program has been presented as a public service by the National Broadcasting Company and the independent radio stations associated with the NBC network and came to you from New York. Your announcer, Lyle Vann. This is the National Broadcasting Company.